Be fully present in your physical body. Feel the places where you meet the body of the earth. Your feet, your bones, the places where your weight rests on the structure of the earth. Feel the places also where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. The boundaries where your physical self ends and the rest of the world begins. Relax your body. Take a moment to feel the connection from the crown of your head to the skies, so that your skeleton hangs down from that to rest lightly on the earth. Feel the bones of your spine align. Feel the bowl of your pelvis. Let it expand a little. Let it hold a little more of all that is you. Let your joints relax from your shoulders to your elbows to your wrists, from your hips to your knees to your ankles. And bring your attention then to your breath, to the full cycle of the in-breath, from the changing temperature of the air as it passes through your nose and meets the back of your palate, as it courses down your trachea and into your lungs. Feel your ribs expand up and out. Feel your diaphragm expand out and down, and feel the recoil as your breath passes gently out. And let the next breath pass fully into your abdomen. Feel that too expand gently out and round and down as your breath passes into it. Let that center you and ground you. And then, fully present in your physical body, with your eyes closed, let your imaginal self stand up and move out. Come with me on a journey. We're going at night time, on a frosty night, under a full moon. Stand outside and look at the frost as it glitters on the ground. Look up at the moon, almost full, in the height of the sky. And we begin to walk together, you and I. And we have 7-league boots on, from the most ancient of myths. And we walk 7 leagues with each step. And as we walk through the place that we know to the places that we don't know, we also move backwards in time. So we leave behind the places where we live, the houses, the neighbours, the roads. And we move into the high mountains of the west. And we move to a land that is growing older with each step, centuries upon centuries, upon millennia, until we reach the time before the people were here, in the high mountains of the west, with a moon that has grown to full overhead, and the stars so bright because there is no other light. We are in the time before people, when not even fire dotted the land. And we are together, you and I, and we move into the mountains, to a place where the water has gathered, in what I would call a loch, and you might call a lake, big enough that we can only just see the far side, with trees around parts of it. But we come now to a rocky shore, to a bank of stone, glistening in the frost under the high silver moon. And the water laps up at the edge of the stone, so that the stone is wet and shining under the moonlight. And there is no wind, and the loch is as smooth as polished ice. And yet it is fluid, and we can see the moon, the high, full, silver moon, sharp in the frosted air, reflected on the absolute polished ice of the water. And the water is black, and the moon is silver. And if we lean over, we can see the reflection of all that is us. And we are apart, so that each of us sees only ourselves. And so as you lean over the water, look out first at the moon. The moon is only the moon. There are no masks. There are no hopes. There are no fears. It simply is what it is. And in the high mountains of the West, in the time before the people were here, you are exactly what you are. In this place, there are no masks. There are no fears. There are no hopes. There is simply you and the moon reflected in the stillness of the black nighttime loch. And so look now at the reflection of all that you are, your authentic self, the self that lies at the core of everything else. The self that is closest to your heart, to your being, to your truth. The self that can express itself most clearly and most cleanly when you are being present in the moment, when you have stepped out of the stories of who we might be, or who we should be, or who we could be if the world were different, and into the truth that lies in the present moment, only here, with each breath, with each spark of the moon on the water, enough to light your eyes, so that you can look eye to eye, soul to soul, heart mind to heart mind, with yourself. And in this place, where the still black water holds the truth of us, you can ask whatever you need to ask to be able to bring this truth back into your waking life. So take the time to ask that question now, and give yourself time to feel an answer, something that feels true to you, something that feels as if it is voiced by the deepest authenticity of yourself. And now, with the stillness of the scrying loch, with the moon beginning to sink beyond the horizon, still reflected in the water, take a moment to let your gaze stretch to the far edges of this loch, to the place where trees come down to the water. Let yourself connect with the trees, with the immensity of the stillness of the black nighttime water in the time before the people were here, on a night of no wind and a full moon and a frost. Take time to consider the answer to your question and how you can integrate this into your waking life, so that step by step, breath by breath, hour by day, by week, by month, you can become fully your authentic self, speaking your truth to yourself and of yourself. And in the understanding of that, come and join me on the rocky shore of the loch, and we will walk with our 7-league boots back through space and through time, across the years and the centuries and the millennia, back to a time when the people are here, to the time when you and I live on this land, in connection with our families and our neighbours and our communities, where we make a difference by being who we are, by being authentic, by speaking our truth without judgment, without ego, without fear, with compassion for ourselves and for those around us. Knowing that the stillness of the loch is a place we can come back to as often as we need it. And in the meantime, we step that last step back into the room where we started, and our imaginal self joins again with the physical body that has waited for us, breathing, with beating hearts, with our physicality resting on the body of the earth, with our skin meeting the air and the air meeting our skin, and the sense of a breath fully into the depth and fully out again. Take a moment to feel your feet, to feel your hands, to feel your tongue behind your teeth in your mouth. Move your fingers, move your toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes and return to the place and the time of your life, where you can practice being present in every moment of every day. And the loch will be there whenever you need to return to it.